Good morning, everybody. My name is Adisu. I'm working as a research assistant in Fiber and Biopolymer Research Institute, Texas Tech. Today I'm going to talk on within plant variability of cotton fiber quality. The cotton fiber quality is determined by genetic component and their interaction with a multiple growing environments. This interaction leads to the high degree of variability in fiber quality across different cultivars, within the same cultivar, within the field, across and within the rows, within the bell, and within a plant, and even within a single bowl. So because cotton plants have an indeterminate growth habit, two bowls at different positions on the same plant are subjected to different growing conditions. Due to these developmental differences, fiber quality characteristics can vary from one bowl to another. A bowl from the top of the plant often develops under less than optimum conditions. Hence, the fibers that develop in a bowl from the top of the plant are shorter and they're less mature. So immature fiber exhibit poor cellulose development and are weak and will tend to break and cause entanglement during the mechanical processing. So the fiber breakage will also cause an increase in short fiber content, and an increase in short fiber content and fiber entanglements is negatively impacting the fiber quality, yarn quality. So stripper harvester commonly used on the high plains harvest the entire plant, including the top bowls. When the top bowl develops under less than an ideal condition, the fiber from these bowls have a potential impact on yarn quality. So therefore, one of the possible solutions is to identify a variety which shows a minimum within plant variation and fiber quality. So keeping this in mind, the hypothesis is that within the available germplasm, cultivars with relatively stable fiber quality along the plant do exist. And the objective is to assess the extent of available genetic variability of within plant fiber properties. And the second objective is to assess the impact of within plant variability on the yarn quality. So we use 12 commercial cotton cultivars that are representing a wide range of a genetic background. We used planting was carried out in randomized complex block design with three replication for each cultivar. All appropriate agronomic practices were applied according to the best practice in the West Texas. So we used a box picking harvesting protocol in order to examine the within plant variability of each variety. So this is a representing the plant we harvested, and this is a box we used. Along the box you have labeled, this label is representing the node number on the plant, and across the node it is representing a position. For example, if I went to harvest node number 10, position number one, I just pick this ball from right here and put it in the box number 10 and position number one. If I want to harvest the second ball in a position, a fruiting position two, I just put on the same node and position number two. So we did all harvesting in that way for each variety across the replication, and they go for a gene. The gene was done with a seed cotton from each position of gene on tabletop, a roll of gene, and we blend using a laboratory blender. These both of the two machines are used to reduce the damage to fiber during processing. The fiber quality was evaluated using APHIS with replication in 3,000 fiber. So we did also spinning performance. on a Susan Ferromax 1000 ring spinning frame. So the yarn were spun to 19.68 or 30 count. All the statistical analysis were carried out using GMP protein. So this is the analysis of variance in which all FE's fiber properties are statistically significant for node and then the interaction between node and the variety, which shows there is a difference between varieties. In the following diagram, I'm going to show you two cultivars which were selected to demonstrate the difference and the similarity in fiber length distribution for the top, bottom, and the middle part of the plant. So this is the top part of the plant. As you can see, there is a high frequency of short fiber content on the top part of the plant, especially from node 14, 13, and 12. And the middle part of the plant is has a variability, but it's better than the middle and the bottom part is better than the top part of the plant. So all the problem is coming from the top part of the plant. Generally, this variety is not as such great. When you look at the other variety, variety 2, if you look at all the top part of the plant and the middle and the bottom part of the plant is relatively very good, and we don't need this short fiber content. It's very less in every part of the plant. So we can see there is an instability within the plant for fiber length distribution for this variety. So the result from these 2 years indicates that for all FS fiber property within plant variability is statistically significant between the varieties. And the fiber quality of some commercial varieties highly variable, as I have shown in the first variety. And in contrast, certain variety shows relatively stable fiber quality within the plant. That's the example of variety number 2. In the following figure, an example of two varieties with highly variable and relatively stable fiber quality along the plant is compared based on the FE's fiber length and the maturity distribution. So this is variety number 1. As we saw in the previous presentation, you can easily see that this variety has high amount of immature fiber. This immature fiber is translated into this length distribution. The length distribution for this variety is really poor. So because it is immature, immature fiber is tend to break during processing, and then we find this kind of length distribution. If you look at the variety number 2, which shows a stable fiber quality along the plant, the length, the maturity is relatively very good, and the length distribution also shows relatively stable within the plant. And we don't see that much high frequency of short fiber content in this variety. So it shows relatively stable fiber quality along the plant. So what is the effect of the fiber length distribution on the yarn quality? So if you look at this variety, it has poor yarn quality. If you look at the coefficient of variation for this variety, it is high as compared to this variety. And if you look at the variety with very good length distribution, it has low coefficient of variation. Similarly, the thickness per kilometer is high for variety number 1 and low for variety number 2. So, in a similar way, the thickness per kilogram per kilometer and the nerve count is high for the variety with a poor length distribution and a low for a very good length distribution. Based on this experiment, it appeared that the variability in fiber quality within the plant has an impact on the yarn quality. For example, as I've shown earlier, variety 1 is consistently XP, full length and maturity distribution, and shows a poor yarn quality across the 2 years. The variety number 2, which consistently show a very good length and maturity distribution, also exhibit a better yarn quality. So this relationship is not only for these two varieties, it is all common for the other varieties which are not shown in this presentation. In conclusion, for all aphis fiber properties, the within plant fiber quality is significantly different across the two other varieties. A large amount of within plant variability in fiber quality may have a potential influence on the quality of yarn produced by ring spinning. The influence of length distribution on yarn quality is stable for varieties across the yarn, and it appears that the fiber length distribution is heritable. I want to acknowledge the Cotton Incorporated, which funded this project. Thank you very much.
We have questions. Any questions, please? Thank you. Very interesting paper.